I've always had that personality trait of just getting it done, being consistent, and making sure that it happens. So, you know, if that's something that you're not good at, you know, you can definitely strive to be better with it, but focus on the things that you are good at. So, you know, I just kind of wanted to recommend, you know, what would be good to start off, you know, when if you haven't started exercising or eating right or sleeping enough or getting enough water. And there are so many things you can do to improve any of those aspects of your life. So the first thing is just sticking to a calendar, buying a calendar, even doing, you know, just even in a notebook, doesn't matter. As long as you're writing it down and you're seeing it and you're visualizing it and you're wanting to make that a commitment to yourself, you can totally, you know, get the hang of it. So the things that I have obtained within the last 3 years since I started my journey, the first thing would be to exercise every single day, or at least 3 times a week for at least 45 minutes. I was totally kind of overdoing it myself, so, but I just feel like, you know, there's different training techniques that you can do, and how long you want to go, and how hard you want to go, and so making that schedule and, you know, really making a periodized training method that fits your wants or needs. You know, if you're wanting to do something like a high intensity training, you can totally do that. You know, just look up what types of exercises you like doing and making sure that you stick to those for at least a month. And then, you know, if you want to do something else, like walking for 30 minutes, you could totally do that 3 times a week and then switching it up the next month. But you're always wanting to switch it up every other month, at least 4 weeks. So, and then also making sure that you have like an A and B day. So your A day, you would do like your leg workouts, and then a B day, you would do your arm workouts. Or you could do, what I'm doing right now is I'm doing my leg workouts, and then I'm doing like an ab high intensity training. So, and then the next day I'll do my arm workout, and then I'll do another ab training after that. So I'm trying to stick to stuff that isn't going to take too long. So I only usually go about an hour now. Before I was going for like 2 hours. So just depending on your intensity and how hard you really want to push yourself, you can, but you don't want to overtrain. And I feel like I didn't know that when I first started training my body to exercise. But as time went on, I've learned a lot. The next thing is making sure you get enough water intake. So they say to drink at least a liter before you work out, during your workout, and after your workout. And then also having like 1 to 2 glasses when you are eating dinner. And then I always drink at least 2 glasses when I first wake up in the morning. So I'm always drinking water. The third thing that I want to go over is, you know, your portion control. And I know like a lot of people don't like believe in crash diets and all of that. And I don't, I mean, I think some are pretty good, but I mean, if you're just sticking to like what you know best, like you shouldn't really be eating or overeating either. I mean, it's good to eat, but it depends on how fast metabolism is and how much you're eating a day and all of that. So everything that you're doing, saying you're, you know, doing the dishes or taking a walk or taking out the trash, that's all considered physical exercise, but it's not like physically taxing your body. So just keep that in mind. They say for portion control, it's different for men and women. Men usually have a bigger portion control than women because they do a lot more anyways. They're, you know, they're mankind, so they like to be, you know, very taxing on their bodies at moments throughout the day. And women, we're not so much inclined to do that, but I have been, and I've definitely seen a difference. So, but I'm not overeating. I'm making sure that I'm getting the right portions. And you can, if you have any questions about your portion control, you can definitely contact me and I will let you know what the best portion controls are for you and your body type. There are three different types of bodies, so keep that in mind as well. Another thing is getting enough sleep. If you are not getting enough sleep, you are not getting enough recovery time for your muscles to replenish themselves. And sleeping does do that. So making sure that you're at least getting 7.5 hours of sleep every single night, and or at least 8. Women usually tend to need more hours of sleep, so don't get me wrong. I love sleeping in. I love getting at least 9 hours. But most days I only get about 7.5 and my eyes look like droopy. But another thing that I've worked towards is not really being on social media. And I know that's kind of weird, but I try and make times to where I am trying to be off my phone and not really looking at it. And I need to get better with this. I was really doing really well with it. But lately it's been kind of hard because, you know, I have TikTok, I have Instagram, I have Facebook, I have Twitter, which I don't really even look at, but, you know, all those platforms, you know, and I'm just trying to make myself well known because I know how much, you know, I'm willing to give to people and I'm wanting them to learn as much as I do or have learned. And I'm sure that will happen as soon as I get into a box gym and it'll be fine. You know, meeting new people and really understanding, you know, their aspects of their lives and really, you know, just wanting them to understand how important it is to exercise. I mean, you don't have to really tax yourself on, you know, overdoing it or, you know, going really hard if you don't want to. That's your decision. And I respect that. Like, as long as you're getting some physical activity in, you know, it's great. But just being mindful and making sure that you are getting that physical exercise, you will definitely see a difference. It is therapy for me, you guys. I cannot tell you that enough. So being in that position, you know, where I was totally off the grid. I was kind of psychotic for a while and I wasn't all there, but now, you know, it's just a part of me that is needed so much. And I can totally tell the difference of the days that I don't work out, even on my rest days that I need. I know I need 2 days of rest to, you know, kind of recuperate myself. And, but you just really need to realize that, you know, it can be very beneficial for your, like, your body and your mentality and everything, every aspect of your life that you're wanting to fix. It helps. You know, it is definitely helping with my stress levels. It is helping with everything. So just remember that. Another thing I wanted to go over, you know, you don't have to be perfect. You know, somebody contacted me today and she told me that she gained like a few pounds and, you know, the week before she lost like 8 pounds. And I'm like, well, you know, there's a ton of factors that can go into that weight gain. Like it could be muscle building. It could be, you know, what you're eating, how much you're sleeping, how much water you're intaking, if you're dehydrated, you know, your bodily fluids. Like being on the scale is one thing. And I don't think a lot of people realize that, like, yeah, it's your weight, it's your total weight. Like, it differentiates from your lean body mass to your body mass. So, you know, if you're trying to lose weight, you know, you should more so look at, you know, the content of your waistline or, you know, the content of your arm size. Like if you're wanting to lose that weight, you will see a bigger difference in your waistline than you will on the scale because your freaking weight is going to go up and down the whole freaking time that you're trying to lose weight. And it's happened to me so many times. Like, yeah, I was doing super good and I, you know, I was doing what I needed to do to get down to my lowest weight. But at the same time, like I literally didn't feel mentally all there because it was kind of cloudy. So if you're wanting to cut out your carbs, like that's great, but just keep in mind that when you do cut those out, like that is something that is beneficial when you are working out because that's what your body goes to is carbs. And when you take those out, your mentality is going to be a little bit cloudy. You're going to be more fatigued, but you're going to want to get more protein. So what I've been doing since I've been cutting back on my carbs, I've been making sure that I get a little bit of carbs, but also making sure that I'm getting more protein or I'm getting more vegetables. Another thing that I wanted to go over is creating a schedule. So I do have a list right next to my bed, and I'm going to read it off to you. It says schedule. I put the date that I made it, and then I put little boxes and then what's next to them so I can check them off, or making a mental check with them. So first off, I want to go to bed at 8 p.m. every single night, which I haven't been doing. It's been around like 8:30 or 9:30. So that's not really working, but you know, as long as you're seeing that and you're recognizing that you're wanting to get that done, like you can accomplish that. You just have to hold yourself accountable. And I haven't been holding myself accountable, obviously. Another thing is to wake up, drink water, and make my bed. So I do wake up, I do drink the water. Most of the times it takes me a while to make my bed because I'm always doing something in the mornings. You know, another thing is I like to clean first and then eat, or vice versa. Usually I eat and then I clean. Another thing that I really want to focus on is studying, which I've already done really, but there's another section that I have to study, which is more of the nutritional side. Another thing is that I want to read and then I meditate. I haven't really been reading and keeping myself mindful of that, but I've been meditating. So that's been really good. Another thing is to learn something new every day, which I was doing okay with that a few days ago, and then I kind of stop and then I do it. But, you know, it's just getting to that point of holding yourself accountable. So, and then another thing is making sure that I create my podcast episodes and YouTube videos, which I haven't really been focusing on my YouTube videos lately because I've been focused more on my podcast episodes. Another thing that I've been wanting is to limit my TV and my phone consumption, which I've been doing pretty good with the TV. But the phone has definitely been, you know, challenging, like I'm sure it is for all of us. Another thing that I've, you know, wanted to do, I was really good with it for about 2 weeks, was to walk at least 15,000 steps a day. And I haven't been, but that's because I've been studying, I've been sitting a lot, so I haven't really been moving. I've been focusing on, you know, making sure that I study. Another thing is that I wanted to focus on to better my mental health, which I've been doing, and it's really made a big difference. I haven't been, you know, I get, like, people get frustrated, and I haven't really been yelling, so that's been good. I've been holding myself accountable to, you know, recognizing the situation, and usually having a good attitude about it helps a lot. You know, just having that good mindset and making sure that, you know, I would rather be happy than be frustrated or mad or sad. Another thing is to consume and eat when it's needed, at least every 3 to 4 hours. So sometimes I even like do 1 or 2 hours just because I'm like, okay, I better eat now because it's been like 2 hours. I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to be burning calories. So I'm going to want to get more calories in, and that's okay. Like, you know, you don't have to be perfect at whatever you're doing, but just making that daily commitment or making sure that you're eating every 2 to 3 hours. Another thing that I've been wanting is to better the relationships and communicate with people in my life. And I feel like I've taken the right steps towards there, but it's going to take a long time to get to that point of the best relationships that I want and the best communication skills that I need. Another thing that I've been focusing on is getting rid of things that don't add any value to my life. I haven't really been working on that because I've just been so caught up in everything else, and in my life is pretty busy, even though I don't really see anybody. you know, I'm just wanting to make sure that I am living a simplistic life and not really overdoing it with things that I have, or, you know, just making that awareness of, okay, I have all this stuff, but I don't really need, you know, this many items of one thing, or, you know, things like that. Another thing is becoming more happy with myself. So basically, like, self-love and having love for others, or, you know, being happy with others and just making that commitment. I know that's going to take a long time as well, but I feel like I am taking the right steps towards that, and having that, you know, daily commitment to myself. I don't really read over my schedule every day like I should be, and I know I need to hold myself accountable of that as well, but those are just a few things that I do that I've been doing since I started my journey, and, you know, just making sure that, you know, I am a caring, loving person, and I will help anybody that needs help, you know, whenever is needed, but I feel like I kind of disregard myself in some ways, and I know I shouldn't do that, because that is like self-harming to myself, and it's kind of damaging to me. But at the same time, like, I am just one of those people that just cares, like, so much about other people, and I want them to make sure that they are able to obtain whatever they want in life, and if they don't, like, that's on them. But if they're wanting to make that commitment and that change and whatever they're wanting to do in their lives, like, I will be full support 100%. Like, you can count on me. Like, if you need accountability on whatever you're needing, like, my mom, she, you know, is like, I'm getting older and I haven't really been exercising, and I really know that I need to. And, you know, she asked me about, you know, is this plan good that she's looking over? And I'm like, yeah, that's great. You know, like, just making sure that you're doing that every single day, putting yourself in accountability. And I haven't really checked on her lately, but, you know, I know she's been trying. And, you know, trying is the first step to doing whatever that you're wanting to accomplish or obtain, or making a daily consistent routine in your life. And so, just make sure that you are, you know, doing the best that you can, because every day isn't promised. And I am so grateful for today and this podcast that I've created, and really learning about myself and learning what I've learned so far. And I am so happy and thankful that I'm gonna be able to create anything that I want in my life, and I just have to work at it. And this is the start of just being consistent and making sure that everything that I'm doing is gonna be a reward in the end. And if it's not, like, that's okay too. Like, there's other rewards that I can focus on, and if this isn't for me, like, that's okay. Like, I'm fine with that. But as long as I'm figuring out or getting to the point where I need to be, like, that's totally fine. Another thing is, I do have a calendar, and I have all my bills up there as well when they're due and stuff. But, you know, there's a lot of things that you can do with water intake. You can totally buy a water bottle and just making sure that it is always filled. If you empty it, you go fill it back up again. Like, it doesn't matter. As long as you're hydrated, as long as you're doing what you're needing to do, like, that's awesome. Like, great. Like, that is, like, what everybody wants, you know, for you to be happy. And we all need to strive to make each other happy, and making ourselves happy, and making sure that, you know, we're just well-rounded humans. And, you know, I feel like a lot of people need to work on that. And, you know, that's something that isn't going to be obtained easily, but it'll be worth it in the end. So, and that's all I really wanted to go over today. I can't think of much else. But thank you so much for listening to my podcast. I truly appreciate it. And just know that I am figuring out myself still, and you guys are going to be here to help me on the way. So thank you so much, and have a wonderful evening and weekend. The weekend will be starting tomorrow.